And vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, I can stand here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning, where we're going to have open lines, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. I'd like to know what you're thinking. Well, you know, I am very, very concerned about the very real possibility that we're going to somehow or other be drawn into a war with Iran, and I hope and pray I'm wrong, but an awful lot of smart people are saying just that. Those of you who are regular listeners to our program will remember that we had Lindsey Williams on. I'll ask Lindsey, before he talked to his special confidant, to ask him one question. Will there be a war with Iran, and when will it come? Well, the response that Lindsey got was probably a year and a half, a year to a year and a half before the war with Iran takes place. Well, that made me feel pretty good. I'd like to have a year, year and a half to get things arranged, because when a war starts, you never know how it's going to end. You hope it's going to end very, very quickly. You hope it's going to end with a victory for our side, because there's only one worse thing than war, and that's losing a war. America's never lost a war. Well, we did lose the war in Vietnam, but we didn't feel any repercussions here at home, because it never really was a war. We never went there to win. All during the entire war, we financed the Russians, who financed the North Vietnamese, who financed the South Vietnamese, and Viet Cong were killing our boys, and the same thing with is going on over in Afghanistan today, where we finance the Pakistani government, and the Pakistani government finances their military intelligence, the ISI, which finances both the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. There's hardly any Al-Qaeda left. We've killed most of them. If you've ever read the staff report from 911 committee, why, you'll know that Al-Qaeda did not want to attack America. Almost the entire hierarchy of Al-Qaeda actually opposed the attack. The only person who wanted was bin Laden, who'd been trained here in the United States and worked with the CIA, and many people feel it's always been a CIA asset, right up to the very day he died. And you didn't know Osama bin Laden was dead? If you have a computer, go to your search engine and just type in bin Laden dead, and you'll find, well, I found over 8 million references to the fact that he's dead. Everybody in the world knows he's dead, except the American people, who are so brainwashed they believe what they read in the newspaper, but or what they see on television. And well, if he's dead, how could he keep sending us these taped comments or videos or whatever he's sending? And we know they're accurate because they're verified by the CIA, and the CIA wouldn't lie to us, would they? And of course they'd lie to us. Our reality is created by the media. It's a wag-the-dog situation. But don't take my word for it. Go up on the Internet and just go to your search engine and type in Osama bin Laden dead. And then, of course, You may want to pull up Mrs. Bruto's interview with Gordon Frost, and basically where she said, you know, everybody knows that Osama bin Laden's dead. He's been dead for some time, and of course, within a couple of weeks, she herself was dead. Somebody put out a hit on her, on Mrs. Bhutto, who is running for the presidency of Pakistan, and we have no idea who it was, although some people say it was a Blackwater hit authorized by the CIA, because you're not supposed to talk about the fact that Osama bin Laden is dead. In fact, we have an interesting clipping we've kept for many years. It was from October of the year 2001, just a few weeks after the attack on the World Trade Center, where the Washington Times, a high government official, was quoted as saying off the record, our policy is not to capture or kill Osama bin Laden. Our policy is not Osama bin Laden first. Our policy is Osama bin Laden last. If we were to capture or kill Osama bin Laden, how would we justify this war? And ladies and gentlemen, we're still justifying the war because of Osama bin Laden, even though I believe he's been dead for a long time, and we have this from a number of sources. But the president, when recently asked about why we're still fighting in Afghanistan, brought up, well, my goodness, you know, we have to fight out these terrible Al-Qaeda, you know, Al-Qaeda there in Afghanistan plotting against us. And of course, when Steve Croft brought out that, we're reinforcing the 60,000 troops that are already in Afghanistan with another 30,000 troops. Now, Steve Croft didn't mention there are over 100,000 contract workers there working for our government. So we have almost 200 people, and Steve Croft brought out the fact that there are only 100 members, less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, and we have 200,000 people there to fight them. But of course, the president said, why? But they're plotting against us. They're plotting against the United States. This is the center of terrorist planning. They're plotting against London. They're plotting terrorist attacks against... And he hesitated, and then he said, Mali. Now, how many people in the audience are really concerned about the fact that the people, the terrorists, the 100 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan are plotting against Mali? Well, obviously our president is. That's why we have almost 200,000 people fighting 100 members of Al-Qaeda because they're plotting against Mali. Well, anyway, be that as it may, he always throws in Osama bin Laden. He's reading his script. You got to make the people believe it's real, even though there's no truth to it. Our number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Open line. I don't know what you want to talk about.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning. Well, as you out there in the listening audience, it's open line, so our number is 877-254-7524. I'd like to know what you think about what's going on. Under any circumstances, we started out talking about the war with Iran, and initially I mentioned that Lindsey Williams said we had a year to a year and a half. But certainly I've talked to a number of other people, very, very knowledgeable people who do have good connections to the intelligence workings of what's going on. One of them is a former CIA agent who's a frequent guest on our programs. In fact, I'd hoped to have him last week, and an emergency came up. I had sent him an email, asked him to come on my program last night. He emailed back. He was over in Dubai, something big as a foot. He's obviously has contacts with all of the intelligence agencies in the world, and suddenly, even though he wasn't planning on going to Dubai for leaving the country for a time, suddenly he's in Dubai. He told me he'd call me as soon as he got back, but last time I talked to him, he thought that, of course, we would have a war with Iran was about 3 months, and 3 to 6 months. Certainly, Dr. Jerome Corsi, who was invited over to Israel by the Israeli government and had been given free access to the head of the Mossad and the Defense Department and the military commanders and the president, I suspect it was an all-expenses-paid trip. He'd come back and written a book on why Israel can't wait. It was his belief, of course, that that we would actually have a war there, that the agreement had already been made with both Egypt and Saudi Arabia for the American planes to fly or overfly both Egypt and Saudi Arabia, with, of course, tacit approval of America, to strike Iran and strike their nuclear sites. And because Israel could not wait until Iran had nuclear weapons, and they were going to have to have a strike there. Now, more recently, I talked to Avi Lipkin, and Avi's a fascinating source of information. He readily admits that up until recently, some years ago, he was a spokesman for the Israeli military. His wife works for Israeli intelligence, and he spends full time touring the United States, talking to Christian groups, raising support for Israel. But a fascinating source of information. Brilliant mind, and I always enjoy talking to Avi. Basically, have you ever wondered, from a purely logical point of view, how Israel could even consider trying to survive the fact that Hezbollah has 85,000 sophisticated missiles? I mean, how could this little state of Israel be prepared to go to war, or even take the possibility of going to war with Hezbollah that has 85,000 missiles? And these are sophisticated. These aren't just the kind that Hamas had. We just lopped them in, hope they hit something. act for terror. Now, these are sophisticated missiles that can be targeted, probably built in Iran with American technology, which we'd given to the Russians. We're always giving the technology a way to make better means of killing people. And so anyway, of course, then Syria may very well have a similar number, but Syria's warheads would be actually chemical and biological, but then they have taken the gas masks away from the Israeli people. They've only returned a few of them, so most Israelis have no means of defending themselves. So what madness would it be for Israel to even consider the possibility of a war? I mean, the best thing would be for Israel just to surrender. How could it survive unless, of course, there's an unknown factor there, unless Israel has a very effective anti-missile system? Well, some years ago, Chris Avi had told me that Israel did have an effective anti-missile system. It's a laser-directed, very sophisticated system called the Nautilus. And Nautilus, he told me at that time, was deployed and ready to go. And, of course, Nautilus can be both land-based and air-based. And the land-based, of course, well, works very efficiently. We're using laser beams to bring down missiles, and hundreds of them, thousands of them, simultaneously. And, of course, the air-based would be based on a 747. Land-based laser would not work well if it's a cloudy day, but the air-based one certainly would. Anyway, this was four years ago, Avi told me that about the Nautilus system, but nobody had ever heard of Nautilus. You go up on the internet, Nautilus, it's purely experimental, never been found to work. And yet, I found an article in the Jerusalem Post that got through the censors that described the Nautilus as deployed. This was 4 years ago. So I asked Avi about this. I had him as a guest just the other day, and I asked him about Nautilus, and he acknowledged that, and that the article that appeared in the and he knew about the article in the Jerusalem Post, although he didn't mention it primarily when we talked to him some years ago. He said that just an article that got past the censors. Ladies and gentlemen, they lie about everything. The Israeli government lies. Our government lies, the CDC lies. Everything is distortion. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. And the media creates your illusion. Israel has deployed very sophisticated weapons to bring down all those missiles. Otherwise, there could be no even possibility of talking about war. And, of course, apparently, just this last few days, according to other sources, material we have, Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, has been in Damascus trying to get Syria to attack Israel. Assad of Syria says, unless you have your troops here with us, ready to fight alongside our men. And of course, they do have a treaty with Iran, a mutual defense treaty. But Assad said, you know, unless you have your men here with us, we're not going to go after Israel. Why? Because they know that Israel would simply destroy Damascus. Now, there is a prophecy. It was written thousands of years ago that there would come a time when Damascus would be destroyed. And what is so fascinating is that all through the wars that have plagued that region for the last 3,000 to 4,000 years, Damascus has never been destroyed. But, of course, I believe that time is coming, and it will foretell certainly the terrible events that really are described in the Bible as befalling the Near East and the Middle East as these great wars develop. Now, is the coming war, the more of Ezekiel 38 and 39. I do not know. It could be a prelude leading up to that. City of the Battle of Armageddon is a separate war after, in my estimation, Ezekiel 38 and 39. But I think we're going to see a series of wars there. And, of course, I asked Avi when he thought this war with Iran would come. And he sort of chuckled and he said, well, I've been wrong for many, many times, but I think it will come in March. Well, March is just a few days away, and I hope he's wrong. Talking to Barry Shamish, who's a frequent guest on our program, and he'll be with us this afternoon. Barry thinks that there won't be a war until May or June because you've got to have dry land and it's too wet over there to fight a war and have tanks. And you've got to have dry land if you're going to fight a war. Well, of course, sometimes wars just come and you don't necessarily have your time to pick out when the war is going to take place. And I said this next coming war may be primarily an air war, a missile war, rather than a troop-on-the-ground war. Could Israel, hold her own against the Egyptians and Egypt is not their friend, against the Jordanians, against the people of Lebanon, because Israel's lost all credibility with the Lebanese. We've betrayed the people there so many times that they don't trust Israel. They've come to hate Israel against Syria, against Iran. Probably the Israelis could, except that their military is getting certainly disillusioned. The morale is not high because they've spent more of their time fighting their own people and forcing them out of the so-called occupied zones. And we're talking about Gaza, where they use the Israeli military to forcibly evict Jews from their homes that lived in 40 years, simply carrying out the policies of the Council on Foreign Relations, which has been pushing for a two-state solution to Palestinian state and an Israeli state, but it's not going to work because the Palestinian leadership doesn't want it to. They don't want a solution. They want a problem because, as Machiavelli described in his treatise, The Prince, you always have to have an enemy to rally the people behind you. The Israelis do it using the Palestinians, but the Palestinian leaders do use the enemy of Israel to justify maintaining their power, just as we use the specter of Osama bin Laden threatening America, living in a cave in Pakistan. IVs running out of his arms because, you know, he has terminal renal failure, that killed him some years ago, but if we're to believe he's alive, he's obviously on dialysis regularly, and he's plotting our demise, and that's why we have to have 200,000 men in Afghanistan today to fight 100 members of Al-Qaeda. Because, of course, bin Laden is over in a cave in Palestine and in Pakistan plotting the demise of the United States. And if you believe any of this is logical, why you have to be, you have to be partially insane, because nothing going on makes any sense unless you understand we're keeping massive numbers of troops in Afghanistan and massive numbers of troops in Iraq in preparation for the coming war with Iran. In fact, last night on our program, we got a call from a gentleman from Amsterdam who wanted to go on the air. We didn't have time to put him on, but he said that he has friends, and I assume that they're Dutch people in the military. There's a small Dutch contingent stationed either in Afghanistan or in Iraq, or perhaps both, but these military people had told this fellow in Amsterdam, who called us just last night, that they were desperately anxious to get out of that area. They think they're setting ducks, and there's going to be a major military confrontation, and they're simply sitting there and will be readily destroyed. and they're hoping they'll get pulled out of, I believe they're in Iraq, as quickly as possible, because they can foresee the coming conflict with Iran. Now, the average American can't, because, of course, what are we thinking about? Why are we thinking about the Olympics? Or are we thinking about Ben Bernanke's testimony? Or are we thinking about the confrontations taking place in Afghanistan, where, of course, American forces are fighting the Taliban, who were never our enemy. In fact, we financed them. We created them. We gave the textbooks to schools to indoctrinate them in radicalism. Give us a call, 877-254-7524. Right here at Janet. Right.
Even in good times, adoptive parents often face more challenges than other families. When times get tough, these challenges can become overwhelming. But help is at hand for Colorado families that have adopted through the child welfare system. Since 2003, Colorado Post-Adoption Resource Center, COPARC for short, has assisted more than 2,000 families statewide with support, training, information, and financial aid. For each family, there is a story. For the family of two special needs siblings, COPARC means tutoring for their daughter and braces for their son. For the adoptive parents of five, COPARC means needed respite childcare so that they can attend a parenting seminar together. For the single adoptive mother of a son with autism, COPARC means finding the special services she needs to help her son relate to others. A helping hand, a network of support. COPARC is funded by Promoting Safe and Stable Families Program, Colorado Department of Human Services, Division of Child Welfare, and the Adoption Exchange. Visit adopttex.org or call 1-800-451-5246.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, here at Open Lines, so give us a call, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Now, I do not know when the war with Iran is coming, but everything suggests that we are being conditioned, our minds are being molded to accept that we're going to have to do something. An editorial on the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal on February 19th, that would be last Friday, a week from tomorrow, entitled Obama and Iran. Of course, if you read through the article, it kept talking about the military option. Yes, sanctions were one thing, and certainly trying to overthrow the Iranian government was another, but you always had to keep those the military option open. And it closed with that basic Tom thought, the military option open. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, we're talking about war. War is the most horrible thing in the world. I think it was General Sherman in the Civil War said, war is hell, you can't refine it. War is violence, and it is. And of course, there's no instance where you've had a gentle war from, because you would go in and you crush the people there, and you kill the people there, and you kill the women, and you kill the children, and you totally subjugate the forces there. Oh, we say when we go in and we kill women and children, oh, it's so sad this thing has happened, and it's all garbage. You're trying to maintain the idea that you're moral. You cannot fight a moral war. War is horrible, and you have to create fear and total destroy the enemy. And that's, of course, what you do. The Boer War was a perfect example. I mean, the Boers simply wanted to be left alone and live in peace. These were the Afrikaners, the Dutch who lived in South Africa. And, of course, the elite, led by Lord Milner, led by the members of Cecil Rhodes' secret society, wanted to consolidate South Africa as the first stepping stone along the way to bringing about a world government. And so these wicked and evil people intentionally precipitated the Boer War. Well, everybody in England thought this was going to be a little short war. They called it Milner's Tea Time War. Our boys will be home by Christmas. And they sent the massive British military force in to put down these little upstarts in South Africa, in the Orange Free State, and the Transvaal. Well, 100,000 British casualties later, the war came to an end. England won the war, perhaps from the point of view of the military victory, because, of course, they had killed, they'd put the women and the children and the elderly in the concentration camps and let them starve to death. And when word came to England, the 25,000 women and children had died in the concentration camps, the British people sort of woke up and said, well, that wasn't what we intended. This was to be just a little tea time war. We never intended them to be killing women and children, but that's what you do, ladies and gentlemen. You have to crush the enemy. And that's exactly what we did, the British did. And the Boers only lost, I think, 7,000 men in battle. The British had 100,000 casualties, 25,000 dead. The rest of wounded or had diseases, but they had enough men. After all, they outnumbered the Boers, 100-1 as far as their overall population. The Boers were never a large nation. They simply crushed them, and that's what we're doing over in Iraq. We've killed 1 million people over there, certainly before the war even started, certainly in Iraq, between 1991 and the year 2003 when we went to war there. Constant bombing. We had, of course, the embargoes on food and medicines for Iraq. 500,000 children died. Is anybody in America concerned that we killed, or our tax money, our leaders killed 500,000 children in Iraq before the Iraq War even began in 2003? Is there any moral indignation? Do you think God is pleased with this nation and the American people who don't care about the children that we killed? I mean, it's you can look it up on the internet. I said it with Madeleine Albright was asked about killing 500,000 children with the embargo, no food, no medicines, no vaccines, no nothing, and she said, well, just one of those things that occurs. We probably killed another 1 million since the war began. We don't count them because we have to appear to be moral while we're there to put down the wicked Saddam Hussein, who was convicted of killing 149 people and put to death because he killed 149 people. Ladies and gentlemen, we killed 1 million people after the war started, and we'd killed 500,000 children before the war started. Do you think God is going to look kindly on this nation? Where is the moral outrage from our religious leaders about the torture that was being used? The torture of John Lynn, an American boy, foolish and misguided, who went over to Afghanistan to fight the Soviet Union, was taken prisoner there. He never fought America. He didn't go there to fight America. He went there to fight the communists, and we were supposedly backing the people who were fighting the communists. And yet he was tortured and, of course, deprived of medical care and questioned and forced to confess to all sorts of things. None of them were accurate. And then sent to prison for 20 years. Why? Because it was a great spectacle to have, you know, on the front pages of my newspapers. So we never really asked who was responsible for what happened on September 11th when 1,100 Americans in the Twin Towers, their bodies were vaporized. Their bodies were vaporized along with all the cement. How could a pancaking of the buildings vaporize bodies? Nobody ever asked. Because we were concerned about John Lynn, that wicked young man who had converted to the Muslim faith and of course, being tried for treason. And that was the front page all the time. And, ladies and gentlemen, remember what Edward Bernays said. We are governed. Our minds are molded. Our tastes formed, or ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. That was his treatise on propaganda written in 1928, you know, as he said, the intentional and conscious manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in a democratic society, and those who control this essential mechanism of society are a real invisible government. We are governed, our minds are molded, our taste form or ideas suggested largely by men we have never heard. And that's what's going on today. Well, give us a call, 1-800-544-8937. Are you incensed? Are you angry at the fact that we are doing these terrible things and nobody's heard?
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com. Or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation as they celebrate Passover 2010 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. The date, March the 29th at the Ramada Plaza Hotel, I-25 and 120th Avenue. You can join the Beth Messiah Band, the Daughters of Zion, and Beth Messiah Dancers as they celebrate Passover 2010. Time, 6 p.m. Reservations are due by March the 18th. To make your reservation or for further information, call 1-800-205-6245.
Imagine for a moment how you would feel as a parent if your child suddenly vanished and you had to cope with the constantly painful void in your life. A large number of Americans each year have to face precisely that kind of agony. So if you have any specific information regarding a missing child's whereabouts, please contact your local authorities immediately. That important message proudly brought to you by Clean Girt Grain and Seeds in Sterling. They're another local concerned and involved business working toward a safer, drug-free environment for all. That's Clean Girt Grain and Seeds on the air because they care.
Are you aware that oxidative stress provides a foothold to more than 100 diseases? Discover the only supplement clinically proven to eliminate the age-dependent increase in markers of oxidative stress to that of a 20-year-old. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. There is only one product that triggers your body to produce a host of free radical-fighting enzymes. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. For your improved health, check out the ABC video at www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com.
stand back here. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And I was just simply talking about the lack of concern on the part of America's Christian ministers, America's Christian leaders, the leaders of the Republican Party, certainly the leaders of the Democratic Party. I mean, is anybody concerned about the fact that we are going to war and we are killing innocent civilians and by the millions? And certainly the figure has come out that we've killed a million people in Iraq, and I can certainly believe it. We know we killed 500,000 children. That was before we went to war. That was during the time of the embargo, the 12 years of the embargo, or 13 years of the embargo, and nobody talks about that. Do you think God is going to bless a nation that does that, where the people here really aren't concerned about what our government and our military are doing? Our military is simply carrying out the job that's assigned to them. A lot of them are very concerned. A lot of them know something is seriously wrong. A lot of them know we're fighting no-win wars. A lot of them know we've got 200,000 people in Afghanistan today fighting 100 members of Al-Qaeda. Well, the Taliban are coming in. Well, the Taliban, they were never our enemy at all. I mean, we attacked them. They didn't attack us. In fact, we'd finance the Taliban, would put them in power. The term Taliban, translated, means student. They were the students indoctrinated with the textbooks that were financed by your tax money, that actually dramatized this whole idea of radical Islam, which had been dead for almost 100 years. It had not been a force over there until it was reintroduced by the CIA and by the textbooks that we put in, financed with your tax money. And if you doubt that, we'd be glad to send you the clipping out of the Washington Post that entitled "The ABCs of Jihad," going into the textbooks. Your United States Agency for International Development provided to the madrasas, the schools over there in Afghanistan and Pakistan, to indoctrinate the youth in this radical form of Islam, which became the Taliban, which we then financed, and we carry a book called The Devil's Game that goes into that. But it's an example of what Machiavelli wrote about in The Prince. You have to have an enemy. So we created the best one that money could buy, and then we set about to kill them. Where is the moral high ground at what's going on? Everybody wants to say, oh, we're such moral people. We're so concerned. American people are compassionate. The American people are wonderful people. But it is the wicked people who control our government who are not, who deceive us. And, of course, they get away with it because of the media. But they also get away with it because the good people are not concerned, and men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Voice telephone number 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. And here I'm just talking on because we do not have a prepared text, and we were expecting all sorts of telephone calls in response to the things we're saying. And we're challenging you. You are responsible for what's going on. What are you doing to get the information out? What are you doing to help those of us who are on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle that's being fought against organized evil, the organized evil that controls our government, that make up what I call the brotherhood of darkness. And I'm so pleased to find that other people are beginning to utilize that word, because it describes this myriad of organizations, not one organization, but many organizations brought together by a common hatred of morality and of humanity and of the God of the Bible. And their objective is to take Christianity out of this nation and destroy the church. And they've already infiltrated our seminaries and the leaders of our Christian groups, like the National Association of Evangelicals, with 30 million members, Christians, are pushing everything wrong. And remember, Ted Haggard, the president of that group, turned out to be a dope-smoking homosexual, and the people who followed him are just about the same. And they're pushing environmentalism and global warming and all of these things, and everything that's wrong. And where is the outcry from the Evangelical Association saying, we're going to get out of these organizations, we're not going to give you our money and the money of our parishioners to push your internationalist goals and the destruction of this country? But where are our Christian leaders? Why, most of them are Masons or involved in one or another of these organizations. Certainly the leading Christian minister of this country, Rick Warren, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, pushing internationalist policies and goals rather than a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, a man who's compromised all of his positions and is openly supporting the homosexual agenda. He did have the courage here in California to oppose Proposition 8, and then when he was criticized for it, he did the complete flip-flop. And, of course, you know, he once again told him really how he, all of his respect for homosexuals after we should love them. Certainly, many of the homosexuals are trapped in a terrible lifestyle, but we do not help them by telling them it's perfectly all right what they're doing. But tell them, of course, that they can get out of this lifestyle, but they have to want to, and what they need is a personal relationship with our Lord. I'm not telling them what they're doing is fine, and the Lord loves them in what they're doing. He does not. He considers it an abomination. But where are our Christian leaders speaking out on these things? Why, the silence is death. We're back in a moment. Grab a rope. Here.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Freedom Network. And anyway, I'm surprised we didn't get one call this morning, but, hopefully, if we don't get calls, we're not going to do open lines, that's for sure. Under these circumstances, this is the time when I need to mention that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we do depend upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us so we can continue maintaining our network of 60 outlets every week, and we've picked up five new stations at least, five stations. We're doing an afternoon program now in eastern Washington during drive time. One of them is 50,000 watt non-directional AM station, 50,000 watts, a big station up there in Washington. It's one of the largest stations in the state, and but it's all an expensive proposition. If you can help us, we'd love to hear from you. And then, of course, we want to mention that if you want to understand the spirits of battle, you need, of course, to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, hear my talk on the financial Armageddon, on the forbidden secret, on Iraq, the untold story, on the world revolution, on the planned police state, on planned population production. All of these are important talks, and so many more. Dundare College Genocide. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get a catalog of our books, our DVDs, our four tape sets, of Cindy Air 4 CD sets. Please call us 1-800-544-8927. We'll be glad to send you a catalog. And then, of course, I want to mention a great new product we're carrying, because the products do help to finance what we do. And it's called Prostate Support. And for men over 55 to 60, many of them are having prostate symptoms. And a lot of products out there, and I'll tell you, we've tried many of them, and none has been as effective as Prostate Support. It's put out by one of the leading health product manufacturers in the country, but it's put out over our label, because they won't let us sell their label, but it's a good Christian company. We're proud to have it, and I will tell you that within a week, personally, I noticed the improvement in symptoms. So if you're a man over 55 or 60 and having problems with your prostate, just call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 and ask for prostate support. And remember, of course, if you do get the product, you're helping Radio Liberty maintain our network of stations across America. So understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle. It's being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But it's still a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. They control the media. They control our educational system. They control the reality of so many Americans. But as our economy crumbles, as we move into a time of chaos and crisis with increasing violence and war, and of course more people losing their jobs, the intentional transfer of our factories to other countries, why of course for people to begin to ask what's going on, especially when they lose their home, their job, and you've got to be there to tell them, please pray for America.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
This is